This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Got a shorty here, and the question is,
what's up, girl?
Can the Cowboys make the playoffs without Zeke? 877-881-1053. Can the Cowboys make the playoffs without Zeke? We were kind of chatting this up a little bit the other night, Kevin, and you asked me that. And I said, I think they can. But I also said, I don't think they can get as far as they want to get. I don't think they can get Super Bowl without him. And that's because when it comes down, now, I don't know if they can get to the next playoff game without him either.
Yeah.
So I think that they can get to the playoffs, but man, it's such a benefit to have a player of that skill just there for you to lean on if something's not going right. And it also changes everything about your offense. If they have to bite down on Zeke, Amari's wide open. You know, it just changes what they can do offensively. So I think when you're up against the best defenses, that's probably, hopefully you go up against a really good offense if you don't have Zeke around. So y'all are just going back and forth and the defense stinks.
I don't know, because I've been like, you know, not really wanting to pay Zeke, but I don't want to pay anybody because I want all the players to make like the least amount of money to bring in all the more players and build my all-star team every single year, even though it's not feasible.
Right.
But that being said, I don't necessarily think I do believe the Cowboys make the playoffs without Zeke, just because like we're talking about a 2-game difference, right? Like, if you think the Cowboys are going to go 11-5 and they lose two more games, there's a decent shot that they don't make the playoffs at 9-7, because we've seen that before. And so if we're talking about 2 games and that's the difference, I think he can make a 2-game difference. And I probably don't think that they make the playoffs without him if the holdout were to continue to go, even though I still don't think that's the case. And I definitely don't think that they would go to the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, Super Bowl, that's, you kind of need your whole super package in order to make it there, especially with what we consider, what we know about the coaching staff. And we're still learning about, you know, the new OC. We're still learning about more to see exactly what he's going to bring and if he's going to change enough stuff up to where the offense becomes more formidable, even with if you had Zeke back there or not. You know, the defense is going to be pretty good. At least I feel like the defense is going to be pretty good. I don't know if it's costing you games to not have Zeke, Kevin. With that, because if you end up having motion, you end up having things that kind of throw the defenses off to where they don't know what's coming, and then you have, whether it's Alfred Morris, whoever you have in the backfield running the ball, you would probably get a lot more yards, of course, if Zeke was back there. But you can still have the presence of, if they don't know a run play is coming at that exact point because of motion or because of anything else that's done with the offense. Would the offensive line now have more of the upper hand because they know what's coming and the defense doesn't? If you start having those situations more commonly with this offense and with the defense playing as well as it can on second year looking under this newer defensive scheme, then yeah, you might have a good team that's good enough to play without Zeke. Would you rather have him? Well, of course you would.
Sure.
But yeah. But with that, you have the ingredients there that if you had to do it, it's a good possibility you can do it if everything goes right. Now, that's a problem with the Dallas Cowboys and this current coaching staff. Yep. Is not everything. They have to have everything go right for when their players are there.
Yeah.
So is there a chance? Yes. Do I think they could? Probably. Is it something that's going to happen? We're going to have to wait and see what Jason Garrett does with all the toys that he has now.
Yeah. Now, from the 817, the coaching staff needs all the talent they can get. No Zeke, no playoffs. NFC is deep. This is a fringe playoff team as is. And you know what? If you're Jerry and you love Jason Garrett as much as you do, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that he has the tools that it takes to win. You're not going to give him any excuses because we didn't get him signed. The right now, Steven's trying to paint it as if Zeke is the one that's turned down such a good offer.
Yeah.
That there's nothing else, you know, there's nothing else we can do. He's the one that's going to keep himself out right. This team. So that's kind of
a smart way to spin it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I did a piece on 1053thefan.com today. You can go check it out. Check it out at In the Majors also, and kind of explained a little bit of you know, why he's doing what he is now, as opposed to Cooper and Dak Prescott, and trying to make that make sense a little bit. But man, lots of people saying there's no chance that this team, because of subpar coaching and quarterback play, makes the playoffs.
Yeah, and the people who do, like from the 903, absolutely not. But even if they did make the playoffs, it's Super Bowl time. It's not just about the playoffs. And then a couple of people said, yeah, even if they do make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere in the playoffs without him. Which, I mean, and that's the part that you're thinking, I'm exactly with those people. I'm not here for the playoffs, you know? I'm all about the Cowboys making the playoffs, but that's now the springboard. That's not the destination. If the Cowboys make it to the playoffs and don't win a playoff game, this season is a failure.
Oh, I don't want to fail.
But you don't you think that? If they make it to the playoffs, don't win a playoff game, this season's a failure. I don't care if they win the division or not.
Yes.
And what if they played the best team? Like, what if they're not the best team this year?
They had the assets to be the best team this year.
I think that too.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.